Today is a day of excitement, gratitude, and appreciation. The Rays are here to stay, and the Gas Plant District will be developed because of the vision and dedication and hard work of so many here today and many, many more who contributed to this project. A complete list of thank yous would probably keep us here through the first pitch, so I'm going to keep them brief. First, to the Rays organization and to our leadership. You have built a first-class organization that energizes our community through the magic of Rays baseball. Our fans and supporters treasure their hometown team that you've cultivated, and without that, we would not be standing here today. You are the heartbeat of everything we do, day in and day out. To Heinz, thank you for nearly 20 years of partnership and for immersing yourself into the organization, into our hometown. You have made this your second hometown, and we're so proud to be able to do this work together. To the attorneys who worked on this, there are too many to mention, but I do want to call out specifically Jackie, McCall, and Michael from the city, Don from the county, and John and Rich from the Rays side. It was a heavy lift, no doubt, but we got here. Melanie and Robbie, they lead our development group, and there's an army of advisors, consultants, architects behind them that have been working tirelessly for the last 2 years to make sure that this project can be built and completed for 2028. To Pinellas County, the commission, and to Administrator Barry Burton, thank you for your confidence in us. It was a great partnership working together, and we're so proud to be here today. And finally, to our hometown city, St. Petersburg, this has been an incredible journey, not just the past 2 years, but for the past 27 years. We are so excited to be here today. You have an incredible team led by Rob, James, Brian, Doyle, Tom, and there are so many more behind them. Without their partnership, without their coordination, we would not be here today. And I save my final thank you to the man to the left of me, our Mayor Ken Welch, who has made it his goal and vision for this project to come together, and without it, this is not a reality. We had the City Council support leading up to Mayor Welch's election that said we need to figure out baseball before we figure out what happens on the Gas Plant District land, and the mayor took that mantle and he led with it, and we're here today. So thank you, Mayor Welch. We are indebted to you, and we're so excited for the years ahead.
Thank you, Matt. I think I still owe you a cup of coffee, so I still owe you that. What an historic day in St. Petersburg, and good morning to everyone. So it's been a little less than 15 hours since the county commission vote, so a lot of this is still sinking in. But, you know, folks ask, how did we get here to this day? And we got here because of our partnerships and our shared priorities. We all know that the historic gas plant redevelopment will be a game changer for our community, for St. Pete, for Pinellas County, for the Tampa Bay region, and for Florida. And we ought to reflect on how we were successful. We were successful because of the strengths of our partnerships. I want to thank the Heinz Rays organization for their transparent partnership throughout this process. We were upfront about what our priorities were and worked towards that end. I want to thank the two tremendous leaders on my left, the chair of our city council, Deborah Fick Sanders, and Chair Kathleen Peters of the Pinellas County Commission, who were true partners. A lot of folks had counted St. Pete out 10 years ago, but I knew because of our partnerships and the strengths of what we have in this county that we could achieve this. I want to thank all the members of the Pinellas County Commission, the St. Petersburg City Council, our entire city team, and Matt has named many of them, but I want to again thank Rob Gertis, our administrator, Jackie Kovalarich, and her legal team, our city development administrator, James Corbett, who's with us after 14 hours. great job, James. And your entire team, our city council member, Ed Montaneri, is here today. Ed, thank you for your partnership and leadership. And certainly to Doyle Walsh, my chief of staff, who I think will let me get some sleep in, Doyle, going forward, and our just entire city team. But we started out making sure the county was involved, and Barry Burton as administrator, Jewel White, Don Kroll from the legal team have been incredible partners in shaping this very complex set of agreements. So I want to thank everyone for their commitment their dedication and their perseverance. And so as we move on to the next phase, we want to ensure that this new set of promises is fulfilled. And I think old school linear project management accounting, so the four things we need to do is we need to first make sure we've paid for this. So we need to finish our bond process. And then we need to move and complete the design and the actual platting and permitting processes. Something that's very important to me is the jobs and workforce development model that we set up to get folks into these jobs that are coming. We're excited about that. And then the affordable housing and community benefits phases and portions of this this plan going forward. We want to focus on all those, have a transparent plan. I want my staff to take at least a week off because they have worked nights, weekends, you named it, for over 18 months now, and they've done a fantastic job. But we're excited about the path forward. This is a great day, a providential day, for our community, and we're excited that our Rays are here to stay. And now I'd like to introduce our chair of City Council, Deborah Fix-Sanders.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. As stated, I'm Deborah Fix-Sanders, and I'm so honored to be here as the chair of St. Petersburg City Council. And joining me today from council is Councilmember Ed Montaneri, Mayor, Mayor's Administration, Pinellas County Commissioners, Mr. Sternberg, Mr. Auld, Mr. Silverman, our Rays and Hines teams, and everyone else who worked tirelessly to get us to this day, to this time, and to this moment that for so many of us were long overdue. All of us involved over the last several months, and some of us here even longer than that, we were given a challenge. The challenge was to ensure that through the process, all voices were heard, issues addressed, and the negotiations of an agreement met the original intent that was made over 40 years ago, and that those benefits reflect those promises to a community owed. And even though the council vote was not unanimous, each and every vote came with careful consideration of the constituent that each council member vowed to represent. However, there was one unanimous vote, is that the council wanted the best outcomes from the process that we could all move forward with together, bringing something that can benefit all of us. So we know that we cannot live in a perfectly imperfect world. But today is only a beginning. You see, before it was builded and they will come. But now it's builded because we are here. We will not only live in a field of dreams, but we are grateful that those dreams are closer to a reality. To our community champions, we heard you. And please know that today's reality could not have gotten us to this point without you. Today is a great day for our city. And we are grateful to be here to celebrate all of this with you. We are St. Pete. Congratulations, everyone.
Good morning. I am Pinellas County Commissioner Kathleen Peters. And on behalf of the residents, the businesses here in Pinellas County, I am proud to welcome the Tampa Bay Rays to stay. We are thrilled. The mayor had a vision, and it took a whole lot of work, but he made that vision come to reality. Pinellas County is a proud partner with the Rays and the City of St. Petersburg to offer the largest economic development opportunity this county has ever seen. We are building on the promise of voters from decades ago who voted to have baseball in Pinellas County. It has been a long road to get here, and I want to remind the community of a few points as to why this partnership is so valued to Pinellas County. We are bridging the gap between the bay and the beaches. From Terra Verde to Clearwater Beach, from Pinellas Park to downtown, there is something here for everyone. We can only use tourism tax dollars for a very limited use. Economic development-related tourism is one of them. Where St. Pete and the Rays stand for the beaches stand for Pinellas. The economic return on this investment from this project is historic, and it will attract much-needed skilled jobs for all of our residents. I have led the charge for rolling back property taxes for our residents my entire tenure as a Pinellas County Commissioner. To offset the cost of doing business, the exceptional level of service that we expect from the county to deliver, we need other revenue sources. This project represents a great source of opportunity for just that, creating jobs and keeping taxes low for our Pinellas County residents to deliver critical services while keeping the raise right here in St. Petersburg. I extend my sincere thanks to my colleagues on the County Commission, our staff, as well as the raise and the City of St. Petersburg, and to the Hines Development Group. I feel strongly about the partnership we have forged for the betterment of our residents and our fans, and I know we'll continue our great work together. Go Rays.
Good morning. My name is Lane Gardner. I'm a senior managing director with Hines and the city leader for St. Pete. First, I want to thank the Rays for trusting in Hines to be their development partner. It's our honor to be in this role with them. I also want to thank Mayor Welch, the City Council, the County Commission, the city staff, and the county staff for the tireless and long hours that they put in on all the agreements to get us to where we are today. We're thrilled with the city and the county's approval. It's exciting to be here today. Having worked with the Rays for almost 20 years now, Hines remains committed to this public-private partnership with the Rays, the city, and the county. And now it's our job to create an exciting and inclusive destination that honors the historic gas plant neighborhood, that offers well-paying jobs and careers, that creates new, incredible spaces for the local community to enjoy and locally owned businesses to operate within. And it also attracts visitors from throughout the Tampa Bay region and beyond. This will be a landmark development in the Southeast and a landmark development for Hines, focused on true placemaking, which is a specialty for Hines. We look forward to creating an incredible destination that reflects the vibrancy of the region, and I'm very proud to work on a project that will give back to the community. And with that, I'll turn it over to Andrew Frazier.
Thank you, Lane. Good morning. Andrew Frazier, President and CEO of Best Source Consulting. Ms. Gwynn looked at me a little earlier and said she's never seen me smile this big in the 2.5 years that we've been working on this project. And yesterday was a very big hurdle, and not just for the project, but for this community. And being a former athlete, I cannot understate how important great leadership is. And Mayor Welch, Chairman Fick-Sanders, Chairman Peters, thank you for your leadership in helping get this across the line. Stu, Matt, and Brian, and also Lane, thank you for your foresight and trusting me and my team in really pushing the limit as it relates to what we're going to be able to do with the community benefits. This project is like no other I've ever worked on. Of course, economics always comes into play, and 5 years from now when there's a new ballpark and, you know, there's roughly $1.5 billion worth of development, people will be able to physically see what's happened over the course of that time. But what you won't be able to see are the things that are most important to this community 5 years from now. But one thing that Brian told me when we accepted this role was that once this project is completed, if we have not closed the generational wealth gap, if we have not made the quality of life better for the citizens of South St. Pete, St. Petersburg, Pinellas County, and Tampa Bay, we have failed on this project. And we take that commitment seriously, and this team takes it seriously. We're looking extremely forward to continuing the community dialogue. We cannot do this by ourselves. You will see us reaching out to not only the citizens of St. Pete, but also Pinellas County and our friends across the Bay to make sure that we're creating a stable workforce here to make Tampa Bay the number one growth place here in the United States. Turn it over now to President Brian Auld.
Hi, Brian Auld with the Tampa Bay Rays. And just in case it was lost on anyone, I've known Matt now for over 30 years, and that is the most emotional I've ever seen him. That's the equivalent of a normal person up here crying. So this is a great day, and that really sent it home for me. Thank you, Matt. But now comes the real work. It is not lost on any of us how much trust and confidence has been put in this organization. We're embarking on the most significant economic development project in this region's history, and it is daunting, to say the least. But we have assembled a world-class team to execute on this bold vision, and every bit as important, we are sitting in the midst of a world-class, extraordinary community here. To achieve our goals, building the most intimate ballpark in Major League Baseball, creating thousands upon thousands of jobs, thoughtfully providing opportunity to those who need it most, and honoring the African-American legacy of the historic gas plant district, we will have to harness the talent, the latent talent and potential that St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay have always possessed. We couldn't be more grateful nor more excited by the faith that so many have put in us. And I promise you that we will work tirelessly to be worthy of the trust that has been placed within us by this community, just as we will not stop working to bring the first World Series championship to Tampa Bay ASAP. Thank you.
Mark Topkin, Tampa Bay Times. Matt, if you can fight through the tears, or Brian. Just what is next? What will literally be the first visible signs of the progress here? And also, has it hit you yet?
It hasn't hit us yet. The votes came yesterday, and then the county commission moved on to the next agenda item. And said, wait a minute, we've been waiting almost 20 years for this, and now it's agenda item number 22. But it hasn't sunk in, but I think just walking in the building this morning, there's a sense of relief, but more so euphoria that this project that our entire organization, that the city and the county have been working on for so long, is going to become a reality, and that the team is here to stay. And it's those are simple words, but they're really powerful words. Even driving home last night from the game with my daughter, Lexi, we were talking about it and what it meant. And she said, well, what would have happened if the vote had gone the other way? And I said, I don't know, but we don't have to worry about that because we know the baseball team is going to be here and it's going to be here forever. So it will sink in. And when the construction fences go up, and a lot of parking comes offline, it'll really sink in. But I think the first visible sign is early January when we have groundbreaking. First or second week in January will be a ceremonial groundbreaking. And then it's a three-year build until the ballpark opens.
Hi, Evan from Fox 13. I just wanted to ask Brian in particular, and I guess Matt too, from the baseball side of things, how much does being on this solid footing, knowing what your financials are going to be, how much does this change and make it, you know, your ability to build a team and attract free agents easier given the logistics and the understanding that the team is now going to be here for the long term?
Thank you for the question. We've created a pretty great place for ballplayers to come. What Eric Neander and Kevin Cash and the culture they've built around this organization have represented for a long while now, I think remains every bit as powerful and only gets stronger now that we've got some certainty around it. You might see some folks plopping down some down payments on permanent homes and things in a way that wasn't happening before. But on the business side, we're betting this is a game changer. We are aware of the stories that have surrounded this organization for a long time, the uncertainty, the questions, the how are things going to be and where are things going to be 20 years from now. Those questions are now answered. And so we believe that season ticket holders, businesses, corporations are going to be all the more willing to invest with us, to partner with us, and to build even stronger relationships going forward. And we are very, very eager to take advantage of that. It's one of the reasons we're so confident in what the next many years are going to look like. Matt, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, just to expand, we operate with very thin margins, and we have very little margin for error in the way that our finances dictate payroll and the decisions that Eric Neander and his group have to make. And so with increased revenues and with greater attendance and support comes a little bit more room for us to be able to maneuver some long-term decision-making, and the winning has been there. We're the third winningest team in baseball going back to 2008. The winning has been there. The playoff appearances have been there. A couple of World Series appearances. We haven't brought home that title, but this is going to help us in our quest for that World Series title, and help us be able to look out and predict more confidently how those revenues are going to be generated, and then how we can invest them back into the team.
Mark Parker, St. Pete Catalyst. Do you guys have a plan for, and do you believe you can win over some of the people who oppose the project, especially within the African-American community?
Let me speak to that. You know, we have seen folks, once we're able to sit down and give them the facts about the project, come over and support. The list of supporters is extensive. At the last meeting, we had Pastor Frank Peterman, for example, who was a supporter of Sugar Hill, as was Pastor Clarence Williams, who probably has the closest church to Tropicana Field at Greater Mount Zion. Those kinds of folks in the community, the more we talk about what's actually in the plan, we talk about the community benefits, we talk about the fact that jobs and career opportunities are coming out of this. My communication and meeting with the Baptist Ministers Association, for example, is that even if you didn't support Heinz Reyes or you don't support the plan at all, you have folks in your circle, in your congregation, in your neighborhood, in your fraternity or sorority, in your families, who can take advantage of these job opportunities. So let's look forward and how we can take advantage of these opportunities that are coming for our community. But let's not underestimate the vast and diverse support that we had for this, from the NAACP to the Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance to the Chamber. I mean, we had diverse support for this. But even if you oppose it, it's just like any other election in America. We still have a community to move forward, and we invite everyone to be a part of that progress moving forward.
And just to piggyback on the mayor's comments, and he's much more close as well as Chairman Fitzanders than I am to this. But my daughter has food allergies, and we go to restaurants all the time, and there are vast menus, and there are certain things that she cannot eat on that menu. There was no one that opposed 100% of what was in the deal. So for there were people in the community that, you know, were adamant about affordable housing and wanted more, people still need affordable housing. For people that wanted more for workforce development, we still need to have workforce development. So from an a la carte perspective, we're going to have those lines of communication open. We want to work with everybody in this community to make it a better place. And if you want to stay in contact, please visit raisebaseball.com/here to stay to make sure you stay up to date on what's going on with the project and in the community.
Morning.
Let me go ahead and chime in on that. Definitely being as engraved in the community as I am, and thank you, Mark, for that question. That was a huge concern with those that did not understand the project. And to concur what the mayor has said, with anything this big, you're going to have huge excitement. You're going to have a lot of different conversations that are going on. And now that we've passed this hurdle, now that we've passed this hurdle and it dies down and more conversations can be had civilly, where now people are more willing to sit down and have those conversations, I look forward to those that didn't understand it prior to the vote, now being more objective and having an open mind and listening to the benefits that come along with it, especially those that didn't understand why we needed to have the benefits to go with the stadium. So it's all about education and making sure that everyone in the community that did not understand the why, now that they have more of an opportunity to get the information on the how and how it benefits everyone in our community.
Henry Queen of the Tampa Bay Business Journal. The renderings look nice, but, you know, it's rare that they always come up to be exactly how it, you know, looks. I'm wondering, how do you envision the design process going, and how involved will the team be with, like, you know, the mixed-use development and, like, you know, where exactly buildings will go around the stadium?
Yeah, thank you for the question. The Rays are our 50-50 partner. They'll be very involved day-to-day with Melanie Lenz there sitting next to you, and Robbie Arts, our whole team. We're working tirelessly right now to move the design plans forward on all the components in phase one. The horizontal work and horizontal design is underway. The ballpark design is well underway. And they'll be at the table with us every step of the way, along with our community partners and all the whole team that you've seen. So,
as far as the ballpark design goes, we completed conceptual design of the ballpark, and we are actually out with preliminary pricing and should have that back in the next couple of months as we work towards a budget. And Melanie, and her name has been mentioned a lot for good reason. And I see her smiling there.
Is that a smile?
It's almost a smile. Melanie has designed several ballparks by now. She's getting good at this, and we have a great cadence with Populous, who is our architect. We're confident that what you see is something that we can build. Now, it's going to look a little bit different, and the colors might be different, and the widths of the windows might be different, but the spirit of what we're building, the shape, the porosity of it, how it blends into the neighborhood, how it doesn't dominate, but it's an incredible place full of light and energy, all of those things are going to be built, and we can't wait to show the next set of renderings once we get even deeper into design.